Oh, hi, Stephen. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Oh, hi. I just didn't expect that it would be you because it's a 585 area code coming up on the phone.
Oh, I know. You know, we call out of a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and oftentimes it matches the areas that we're calling. But we're in California, yeah, so we're under a 714 area code. But sometimes companies do that just to keep their costs down, you know? Yep. So what's going on? I understand that you recently canceled the account because you thought that you weren't going to get Google Guaranteed approved, and now you got
that. That isn't why. No, no, it wasn't because of that.
Okay.
It wasn't even because of that. I mean, that was part of it, but that was a small part of it. One thing that I'm very upset about is that it looks like something has happened to my business listing where nobody can put a review. When I pull it up on my phone, right, I can do a search and say Arborscape Tree and Landscape, right? You know, and boom, and I can see my business listing, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if I pressed on, you know how it has that row where it says, not a row, well, yeah, it has a row where it says about, and then a couple over or whatever it says reviews.
Mm-hmm, I see that.
So I press on reviews, and then whatever, and the page, you know, it comes up, and usually you'll see where it'll say rate our business, right, or something like that, right?
Right.
And it'll have the 5 stars that are, you know, open, and they're just white, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they, you know, tell people, you know, that you can press on whatever star you want to. If you want it to be a negative review is 1 star, or real positive review is 5 stars, right? So,
Right.
So they let you press on however many stars you want. If you want to give the company 4 stars, you press on the 4th one over, whatever, right? So I call that a pathway, right, to leaving a review. So it appears to me like the pathway is gone for leaving a review when it comes to my business listing. At least every time I pull it up, right, I don't see it at all. So
it looks to
me,
Stephen, like Google just changed the interface of where to put it, but it's still on there. So I'm looking at your Google business page right now, and I know in the past I could see, you know, Arborscape Tree and Landscape, your website, your phone number, and if I scroll down, there was a button that says write a review. That button's not on here, but when I click on reviews, right under where it says 4.7 stars, 26 reviews, there's a button there that says write a review. And when I click on it, it gives me the option to select 1 to 5 stars and write a review.
Oh, because I didn't see that at all, and I was looking, right, or whatever, because,
I think they
Google. Well, I have people, I have like 5 or 6 people that, you know, should, that I should be getting reviews from, right, you know, from the past, like, month and a half or so, 2 months. You know, there's a lady out in Leroy that I did a great job for, and she was real happy, said that she could do a review for me. She didn't do one. And I think it's because they can't figure out how to do it, right? And then, you know, like, if I tell them, you know, that I'll send them a link, I don't even know how to send them a link to do it or nothing, you know?
Oh, okay. So we sent you an email back on July 7th. I'll send it to you again. That email has your Google Reviews page hyperlinked to it. So all you have to do is forward the bottom portion of that email, and your past and present clients,
right,
all they have to do is click on that button, and it takes them automatically to the Google review where they can post.
Well, I tried to freaking use that once or whatever to have somebody do a review for me, and they didn't do it. They said that they ended up giving me, I think they ended up doing something else. I don't know. They did give me a review, but they did it different. They couldn't use the thing or whatever that you provided me. I don't even think I have that email anymore. And if I do, it'll take me forever to search for it. Right.
No, I just sent it again so you have a fresh copy of it. So, yeah, you can look at it, and later if you have any questions, you can call me. Just so you know, Stephen, if you call in like you did earlier and put in 777, it'll ring to my desk. That's my extension.
Oh, I thought it was two sevens. I was putting in 77.
Oh, wow. You have a good memory, though. The fact that you remembered even two sevens, that's really good. Yeah, no, if you put in three sevens, it will ring directly to me. And then that's great news, though, that you got approved through the Google Guaranteed. So if you wanted to get those leads started, we could collect the budget, and then we could do Google Guaranteed as a standalone product for you. So if you've moved on and you're doing your local SEO with someone else, that's perfectly fine.
Well, I have not started doing local SEO with anybody else. You know, but here's the thing is we were having a big problem with trying to figure out what to do about my business Facebook page. I thought that my business Facebook page was attached to a personal Facebook account that I don't use anymore. But I'm wrong about that, because I can go into the Facebook page that I'm using, my personal Facebook page, and I can go in there and there's this one button that I'll push or whatever, right? And where it drops down, and then it shows me the both account names, right, for the business account and the personal. And it shows me Arborscape or Tree and Landscape and offers me the option to switch to it. And I can switch back and forth between the two. But I do not know what the login information is. And I do not know how to give anybody any kind of administrative access to it.
I see. Okay. So I can reach out to that department and see if they can email you the credentials if we have them. But I do
want
to let you know...
What do you mean
You said you don't have the login, so I don't know if we have the login or not, but I could reach out.
No, you wouldn't have one. No.
Yeah, because normally you have to log in and then add us as a manager. So are you saying you don't have instructions?
Here's the thing. I'm already logged into, the personal account on my phone. All right. But I don't know what the login information is. Because the phone just did it I just upgraded my phone, right, a couple months ago, right? And I had to, get the Facebook working in it again. And it kind of just logs me in or whatever, from my phone number, right?
Okay.
You understand? So, but it doesn't even show me. There's got to be some kind of, I should be able to communicate with Facebook and just tell them that, or you know what I might be able to do? I might be able to go on my laptop and log into Facebook. I might be able to recover my login information using my laptop, because I'm very, very bad with the internet stuff on the phone, but I'm a little bit better on the laptop with stuff, because it's more like a real computer to me.
Yeah.
You know,
my phone, just on my Facebook, because what you might want to do is, I'm just trying to see where it would be. You might be able to go in through your phone into the settings or something and just change your password. And then that way you'll remember your login, because usually the login is either your phone number or your email address. So you'll know what the username is. And then if you change the password, you'll just make a note of what the new password is, so that next time you go in. But I'm looking on my personal Facebook just to see where that is here, because I see a logout.
I'm not even sure which email address or whatever is associated with the Facebook account or anything. So it might be the Tree Smith one, or it might be the 321 Scaper, or it might be a different one. I have three or four or five different, Gmail accounts. There's a couple Gmail accounts that I used to use that I can't even get logged back into or whatever, right? So, I think I actually have three Gmail accounts working in my phone right now, plus the Tree Smith email, which is the Roadrunner one, right? So.
Okay. Yeah, I do that too, because I use a couple of different email addresses, and then sometimes I'm which one did I use for this account,
I have a feeling it's the 321. I'm pretty sure it's 321 Scaper. 321 Scaper 45 at gmail.com, I think, is the address or whatever it is connected to my personal Facebook page, which obviously the business account, business Facebook page is piggybacked off of that one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I'm looking in here just to see. I found the page where you can change the password. I can't find the page that shows me like what my username is. That's what I'm trying to find. But when I log into my Facebook from my phone, right?
Yeah.
There's a little drop down next to my name. It's like a bubble with a drop down, and it says my name. And when I click on that, it pulls up my Facebook and my Instagram and a button at the bottom that says go to account center. When I click on go to account center, that's where it says I can change the password. It says password and security. And then when I click on that, it says change password. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I click on change password, if it shows me. No, it doesn't show me what email. That's interesting. I'm trying to find out. How do you find out which email it's attached to? So weird. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm pretty sure it's the 321 Scaper, because I believe that my Messenger chats and stuff and whatever, right?
Yeah.
Work through that.
Okay. So,
For Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, what I noticed, Stephen, and I don't know if you remember this, but when you signed up with us, you were paying $249 a month, and $100 of that each month would go to run the Facebook ads. And then in May, you took those off, and you just started paying the $149 a month. So currently, your program didn't include the Facebook ads. You know, not to say that, you know, if
right,
you
I know. I understand that.
Yeah. So we
that a reason
always,
why
you know,
I started telling you. Right, mm-hmm. that I discovered that the business Facebook page is attached to my current personal Facebook account. I thought that it was attached to a Facebook account that I wasn't logged into, that I didn't know how to get logged into. But I realized otherwise.
I get it.
So now it should be a lot less convoluted, because I was on the phone with the representative, one of your people, one day, right?
Yes.
And in the very beginning of all this, okay, and we were trying to see what we could do, right, to get to a point where we could run the Facebook ads, right? So, they actually had me create a new Facebook page, but we titled it, we named it, okay, the same name as the one that's currently in existence, right? So when we got to the point where they were trying to have me give them administrative access to the new Facebook page that we created, it wouldn't do it. It got all confused, and it started saying that there was an error in that logging into an old account needed to happen or something in order to do it or something, right? So, and that's because it kind of got blocked or something, because I already have a Facebook business page that's named Arbor Scaper Tree and Landing, correct? So when a new one named that, it wouldn't do it, or it just got messed
Makes
up.
Sense.
So anyways.
Makes sense. I see. Well, you know what? The way you have it now is the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be tied into your personal Facebook. That way, if somebody messages you off of the Arbor Scaper page, it'll still come back to you. It's not like a separate page. It's still tied into your personal Facebook, you know? So that's the way that it's supposed to be set up. So I don't know what
you did.
The
guy that created my website.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that created my website. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that created my website, this guy, Colin Chase, okay, he built my website, and he set up the first original business listing, and he had it set up so that people could click on a icon on the homepage of the website, okay, that said Google, mm-hmm. right? And that, when they clicked on that, it opened up a pathway for them to post reviews, which, went to the business listing, right?
Okay.
So, and he also created the Facebook business page, which he did off of my personal Facebook account that I was using at the time. So I haven't changed my personal. Yeah, so, and the reason why he did that is because he said that that was the only way to create a business Facebook page, that it has to be connected to a personal Facebook account.
Yes.
So I think we even, I think we might have even created a new personal Facebook account at the time and stuff too. And so that's why I was confused, and I thought that maybe it was connected to an old Facebook account, but it's not. It's connected to a new one that me and him put together, or he had me create the new one, the new personal account, and then he started up the business Facebook page off of it. And he was doing something. His concept or whatever for SEO was instead of putting all kinds of links, backlinks and stuff out there, what he did was he said that it's faster, right, and that you'll get better results to move towards getting grandfathered in or whatever on the first page, or get what they call organic results on the first page. He said instead of putting out all kinds of backlinks and stuff and whatever, okay, which is what a lot of SEO people do, he says you'll get results, but they're not going to be lasting results. And we want you to get, like, to a point where you're getting organic first page results, okay, that are going to stay, that are going to last without you doing a lot of work and spending a lot of money or whatever to stay there, right? So he said that his, and we were doing this where he says what you do is you got to put a lot of, write a lot of blogs and post a lot of blogs, and you need the Facebook business page, okay? And he had some kind of a process that I wasn't able to really learn how to do, but he tried to teach me, okay? And I couldn't get it. So I was just giving him money and giving him, like, topics and stuff and whatever and some content and stuff to go off of. And I was having him write up and post blogs for me. And we were doing anywhere from 3 to 5 blogs a month, right? And I was giving him, like, you know, he was charging me $75 an hour to do that. You know.
Wow. Okay.
And he would do it, and then he would do it, and then he would bill me, right? But it was getting me pretty good results, so, like, I don't know, maybe might have been like 5 years ago, or 5.5 years ago. I stopped dealing with them, right? I stopped giving them money. I stopped paying them to do the blogs and stuff like that. Whatever. I was busy. I was really busy, and I wasn't worried about what was going on with my internet presence because I was just really busy. The economy was good, and whatever, and there wasn't so much competition at the time. There was a lot of competition, but I was doing well because I was getting bottom of the first page results on Google, right? And I was getting, like, top to middle second page results, right? So, and my business listing was doing very well, and we had been doing, like, some pay-per-click ads, and even after he stopped running the pay-per-click ads, even after the budget was gone for the pay-per-click ads, even still till this day, sometimes when somebody fills out my contact submission form and whatever and sends me a request for an estimate off of that, it'll still say that it's coming from a pay-per-click ad from 2018.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So anyways, but that doesn't mean that that pay-per-click ad is still running, but he had things tied in where when somebody clicked on a pay-per-click ad, it took them directly to my contact page or whatever, brought them right to the contact submission form and whatever, which is that's a part of my website.
Okay.
So anyways, but, you know, I made a phone call to this place in Webster that is really good at building websites. And because I can't seem to get the login information, right, so that somebody can go in and edit my website. So, and this place, it sounds like they're only going to charge me $250 to build a website for me, right? They want $500 for onboarding, you know, or whatever. But, you know, with that, they're going to take over the optimizing the business listing and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's somebody that's local, right? Like, mm-hmm. I could drive to Webster. I could drive and meet them. I could go right into the guy's office. You know, we could,
right.
like, sit there at his desk together, right, and do stuff, you know. It's so difficult to do things over the phone and through email and stuff and text and, you know, all this stuff and, you know, whatever. So, you know, and, like, I could actually sit with the guy and have him help me to help myself to do things that, you know, Local Splash has been instructing me that I have to do on my own, like communicate with Facebook and stuff and whatever to, you know, try to recover login information and get information that I need to give Local Splash so that Local Splash can do what they got to do and run the Facebook ads and this and that, right? So, you know, anyways, I don't even know if the Facebook ads are going to do well enough for me, all right, so that business can pick up, like, you know, really, like, a lot, like, in a short period of time or not, right? And now I've been talking with Town Square Interactive, and they're telling me that they can do some sort of media ads or whatever for me that are going to be on, like, ESPN.com, homeandgarden.com, right? And I don't know. They got a bunch of different things that they put out, whatever. And they come up as, like, pop-ups or something like that or whatever when people are, you know, on these different, like, websites or something like that, when they're watching, like, programs and stuff and whatever on these things, I guess. But so, and that sounds pretty cool to me. And they only want to charge me $150 a month to do these. And they told me that they could do that for me even if I'm not using them or whatever to, you know, manage my internet presence.
Okay.
So maybe I should come back on board with Local Splash, let you guys do the Google guaranteed ads for me, okay, and mm-hmm. pick up where you left off with optimizing the business listing, okay, and not even worry about the Facebook ads for right now, right, and I'll see what I can do, you know, over the course of the next, like, 4 to 6 months or something, right, to, you know, try to get the Facebook thing straightened around and stuff and whatever so that you guys can start doing stuff with the Facebook page. There's mm-hmm. reviews. There's some bad reviews on the Facebook, my Facebook page that I want to get rid of.
Okay.
I've been getting notifications, right? I got notifications that tell me that I've had 83 to 97 views, like new views. Like, people are viewing my Facebook page, my business Facebook page, Arborscape or Tree and Landscape page. They're going to it and visiting it, right? So maybe they're thinking about calling me for an estimate or something, and then they go and they check this page out, and they change their mind. Because there's this one review on there from about 2 years ago, I think, right, in the fall. It was around this time of year, maybe a little later. It might have been in September. I went out to Brockport, right, late afternoon, to do an estimate for this lady that called me, right? And mm-hmm. we walked into her backyard and we're looking at all these trees and stuff and whatever. And she wanted some heavy trimming done and she wanted some removals done. And I thought that the estimate went super great. And I knew I gave her like a really, 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 really super, super competitive price. Like, I tried to quote it so that I didn't really think that any other reputable insured, like, tree service in the area, like, I figured Oak Tree Service would definitely have been at least $1,000 higher than me for that job, right?
Right.
You know, so, because Oak Tree Service is a beast in the area, right? You know, mm-hmm. Spencerport, Brockport, them, JM Tree Service, you know, then there's a lot of other businesses, too. There's Woody's Tree Service, there's Mower Tree Service, there's some new ones out there, there's, one called KD or K&D or something like that. And, then there's Monster Tree in our area, mm-hmm. which they're actually a franchise tree service, right? So, you know, that's not even like really, that isn't like any other tree business in the area, because like I said, they're pretty much, they're almost like the McDonald's of tree services, you know, Monster Tree.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, like, taking a lot of business, you know, and they've only really been around for about maybe 5 years around here, you know, in Western New York, you know. So they're taking a lot of business from me. So, and then there's this guy that's all over Facebook, right, and he taught himself how to climb during the pandemic, right, and he's already rich from years and years of running a seal coating business, this guy named Dean Stavallone, right, and he does, like, contract climbing, too. He charges, if I want him to come and climb for me on a job, because I don't climb for myself at all anymore, right? And there aren't really a lot of guys out there that really are good climbers, right? So, and usually the ones that are, they're running their own business, and they don't do contract climbing. So this guy's running his own business. He built it up during the pandemic, right, from a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a couple trees in his own backyard that he wanted to take down, so he was watching how-to videos on YouTube, ordered all the gear and stuff online, had it shipped to his house, put the gear on and stuff, and just went up his own trees and did his own trees and stuff or whatever. And, you know, and from there, he's had neighbors, you know, that were so impressed. Wow, that was great. Man, you really got a natural ability there. Wow, man, we would have thought that you've been doing it for years. You were really, really at home up there and all this stuff, right? And he does. He's good. I've seen him climb it. Even when he only had, like, 4 years experience, he came and climbed a big, huge silver maple for me. It must have been, like, almost a 100-foot tall tree, right? And it was multi-trunk and stuff, you know? And this guy moved around in that tree and did whatever. He was in and out of that tree in less than 4 hours and had the whole thing down for me, right? And I swear to God, I've been in this business almost 29 years. I've been in the tree business industry. And I've seen guys climb that have over 25 years experience, right? You know, and this guy with 4 years experience, I swear to God that he could have told me that he had 14 or 15 years experience and I would have believed him. You know, he did really, really well. So he's all over Facebook. He's got lots of money and whatever he does. He invests in the stock market a lot. I see on his personal Facebook page, he's on there talking about Costco stocks. Oh, yeah, now's the time to buy. And he goes on. He's got a lot of stuff like that he does. He's very, very business-minded, you know. So for some reason he gets involved in the tree business, he's out there getting a lot of work that I otherwise would get too, you know. So, and it seems like more and more people these days, people will go on Facebook and say, I'm looking for recommendations to trim or remove this tree. Or I have these five locust trees in my yard and I want to get rid of them. And I'm, you know, can I get recommendations? So, there aren't any internet marketing companies that are going to spot Facebook ads where people are looking for recommendations and then come up with a lead for me off of that, right? And I can't recommend myself, you know, and I don't have a lot of people that are friends of mine.
Think that you would really, really be smart to activate the Google Guarantee, because those are active leads, not people clicking, not people looking. Those are active leads of people that are looking for your service.
Right.
And so you know, especially since you got the email that said that you have been approved, I think if, you know, you want to reactivate with us, number one, you paid for your monthly subscription on July 28th. So if I reactivate that portion of it, I don't have to charge you because that's paid until August 28th, I would just have to, you know, reactivate the account and mark it as paid, and you would show active until August 28th, okay?
Now, all right, let's reactivate
that
it.
Come through,
and
then if you want to activate the leads now that you're Google Guaranteed approved, I would have to collect the activation budget of $922, and just to refresh your memory on how that works, Stephen, is that your leads run roughly about $71 each. It's actually $70.67 average. So that means a smaller job you might be paying $5
for. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll collect 922, which equals 13 leads within the month, and that acts like an escrow account. So next month, they'll look at how many leads you took, and let's say you took on 7 or 8 leads. So next month, they would just charge you for the 7 or 8 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So, yeah, I can collect that. And then Bonnie, I already told her that you got the email that it was approved. She's in the Google Guarantee Department. She said that she can contact you on Thursday and go over what the ad looks like. And then on Thursday, they would turn it on, and your leads would be rolling already. So that's good. There's really no more waiting period now that
you're
approved.
Well, Thursday's not a good day for me. I hear you.
Okay.
Listen, we got to slow down for just a second. Thursday, so anyways, I haven't done anything all week this week, right, except for I went and helped out this old semi-retired 76-year-old tree guy, okay, and for $250, I cut down 3 trees and cut them all up for him. Had one of my helpers there that he talked to without my knowledge, okay, right, on the side, and he went and picked up that guy, okay, this dude Bryce, right, and he had Bryce there dragging all the brush and putting all the debris out to the curb, right? So normally, if I would have been working directly for that homeowner, okay, and just cutting those trees down and doing it as a cut and leave, right, cutting them down, cutting them all up, right, and leaving it there for the customer to put it to the curb, normally I would have probably got between $700 and $800 for that as a cut and leave. Okay.
Okay.
I went over there and I did something that's worth $700 or $800, okay, for $250 to help out this tree guy, right? And then he wanted me to cut down or to grind the stumps. So the very next morning I went over there and I ground out all 3 of the stumps. Then I did 3 more stumps for him because the people had a couple of stumps that were old and rotted that somebody flush cut them down almost right to the lawn, right? And they just wanted them out of there, right? So I did those 2. And then as I was about to put my machine back on the trailer thinking I was done, right, you know, he says, listen, they decided they want this arborvitae stump out of here that's on the back corner of the garage, just off the edge of the driveway, right? Because the driveway came down the side of the garage or whatever a little ways, right?
Yeah.
And you know, ended at the back corner of it, right? So just like a little spot, you know, not even big enough to park a car on, but like you could like park a motorcycle over there or something, or, you know, put a little trailer or something with a jet ski on
like
it there or something, right?
Area.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
So then what?
So the stump grinding, in my opinion, was worth at least $450. I agreed to do it for $350. Then he added on the arborvitae stump, so I said I'll do the arborvitae stump for another $25. So he was supposed to give me $375. He hands me $300, right? And he's got another $50 in his hands that he's flapping around, and he says, I'm keeping this because your stump grinder leaked some hydraulic oil in about 3 spots on the driveway, and they just sealed their driveway right before we came to do this job. Right, or something.
Wow,
and I says, well, you know, I said, all you got to do is take a little Dawn dish soap, okay, with a little, bring the garden hose over there, you know.
There you go.
And the Dawn dish soap will wash it right off. It's going to take you 10 minutes to clean that, right?
Yeah.
So I says, how about if I clean it right now? I'll clean the spots right now, and then you pay me what you're supposed to pay me. Nope, don't worry about it. Just get out of here. And the guy talks to me so disrespectfully that it's not even funny, right? You know, he gets me to the point where he's pissed me off so much, and I definitely won't hit him because, you know, he's just an old guy, you know, so, but he's had me pissed off to the point where I got in his face and told him I'm going to fucking knock him out.
Yeah, of course.
He talks down to me like you wouldn't believe. I don't know. He just doesn't have, it's just the way he is. He does it because he figures that if he talks down to me and stuff like that, and he tries to act like, you know, I don't even know half of what he knows for doing tree work and this, and he's just, you know, he's a funny dude. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
And then here I am being helpful to the guy, you know. I'm over there working with him and for him like he's family. okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I care about this guy, like he's like my uncle or something, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, and that's all he does is just talk down to me and is just abusive mentally and verbally with me and shit the whole time, and I can't stand it, you know? So I'm probably not going to deal with him anymore, you know, because he just is very unappreciative and he's just greedy, you know, and stuff. And maybe he wasn't, you know, getting a ton of money for that job, but still, I guarantee you he was getting at least $2,200, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I know that he probably didn't give my helper more. He probably only paid my helper $150 to drag all the debris out to the curb and stack it, right? And it was like two or three, like, big, huge piles that were stacked up, like, 5 foot high, right? And about 3 feet wide.
Wow.
It was a lot of stuff.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, so
like,
it's pretty messed up, you know what I mean?
$75 like that, too. What a jerk.
Yeah.
You know?
So, that's all the work. That's all I've done this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got
a
guy that owes me I got a guy that still owes me $550, okay?
Yeah.
For a tree removal that I did in Penfield last week, right? So,
mm-hmm.
And he says he's not going to have the money for me, the rest of the money, till the end of the week, and he's deducting $100 at least because of a little light dent in his gutter guard.
Mm.
Right.
So do you need more time to pay the activation budget? Is that what you're saying because of all that? I mean, I'm
so
sorry
anyways,
you're going through that, but we can give you more time,
Tina,
if you wanted to.
I don't, it's okay, no, I'm leading up to, I'm trying to tell you about my week, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
tomorrow's a rain day.
It's not over yet.
I don't want to take, yeah, I know, but Thursday, you're trying to tell me you're going to have this lady call me Thursday. I'm going to be way too preoccupied to take the phone call, all right? I have $2,800 worth of business to do across two jobs. As long as, when I speak, right, but I don't have it in concrete yet, okay? I did an estimate last week for this guy of $1,800, and he said he was going out of town and going to be back Tuesday night. Right, so I'm waiting to hear from him tonight. I already sent him a text message asking him if I could schedule the work for Thursday, all right? Because Wednesday's going to be thunderstorming. Wednesday's full of thunderstorms here, right? It already was raining here, all right? That's the only reason why I'm even on the phone with you, because I'm at a job where I'm supposed to do stumps, and right after I got here, right, it started downpouring, right? And it just stopped like 10 minutes ago. So I was sitting in my truck, right, ducked out of the rain, right, and I happened to notice, right, the missed call and stuff and whatever and, you know, text messages and stuff, right? So anyways, I figured that, you know, I would call you. Well, actually, you called me.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Well, I got a few messages that you had called in and you wanted to talk to me, so I thought I would reach out to you.
Right.
But question, I just reacted.
But the only reason why I was able to take your call is because I was sitting in my truck because it was raining. So now it's getting late. I want to do these stumps over here, right? The guy that has me doing the stumps, I owe him $150. So he's probably going to basically just have me do these stumps just to pay him back that. And I'll be lucky if I get like an extra $50 of cash out of him or whatever too. Right. So anyways.
Yeah.
Thursday I'm going to be working all day. So, and then I would really appreciate it if you could have, the lady from the Google ad department there call me on Friday.
Let's do Friday. Okay,
so,
I'll tell you Friday's better. Any specific
time
on Friday, or what are you thinking?
I don't know if I can part with, you know, all that money for the Google ads, but you're telling me that they'll start running immediately, right?
Yeah, on Friday when she calls you and you approve the ads, as long as you pay that activation budget, they will start them right away. So it's going to help you tremendously, right?
Right.
Now, you know, because you're only going to get charged
if you're
a
right.
valid
so,
lead. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
but listen, I have a rental truck. I have a rental truck right now that I'm paying $32 a day out of pocket for. My insurance company is only covering $20 a day of it, right? And my pickup truck is in the body shop. And I just talked to them today. They're hoping that they're going to have it ready for me to come and pick it up by the end of the day on Friday, okay? So, but they're waiting for some parts to come in. They had to order, all right? So they're waiting for brackets or mounting brackets or something for the front bumper, okay, and a couple other little parts or something. But the guy said that they're probably, the parts are probably going to be in tomorrow, right, by the end of the day. So, and then if all goes well, you know, Friday I should be able to pick my truck up, right, which I'm hoping, because they're not open on the weekends, and I don't want to have to wait till Monday or whatever to go get my truck back, because I'll have to pay for the rental for 3 extra days. Right. So,
yeah,
you know,
when I go to
pick up my pickup truck from the body shop, right, I have to have money to cover the deductibles, because they processed 2 claims and they basically did 2 repairs at the same time while it's been in the shop. Right. So I got to pay a minimum of $1,000 in deductibles. Right. And I had them go around and brush touch a whole bunch of chips and scratches and scrapes and stuff. Right. And then I've got them buffing out some scuffs and stuff and whatever that were going down the passenger side, down both of the doors on the cab. Right. And
okay.
So apparently they're going to charge me for buffing that stuff out too. So I'm probably looking at that. I got to have $1,400, right, just to get my truck out of the shop on Friday, right? So, and I really don't have a lot of money to my name right now. My business insurance payment is due, which is $293, okay, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, so, and then shortly after that, my truck insurance payment is due, which is $320. And right now, I'm behind by $600 of what I owe for storage fees over where I park my company trucks and equipment, right? So, you know,
yeah.
I got to give them some money soon, too.
That's
so I just have
a
lot of stuff going on.
Try to get it started as soon as you can, because those new customers coming in is going to help you pay for all of this. But I understand you have some things that have to prioritize.
Well, that's
first,
as long
right?
as I get new customers.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Here's the thing
well,
with Google Guarantee.
I sure hope.
Is it's
I really pray. I'm going to have to pray.
Yep.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Yeah, you're going to have a higher chance of converting it, though, because it's exclusive and it'll come only to you. But if you want, I can
right.
collect the 922 now, or Bonnie can collect it on Friday when she reaches out to you. If you think that those two time frames won't work, then that's okay. We could just activate
Tina,
it whenever
Tina,
you're ready.
Tina.
Yes.
Tina, you're awesome. But you know what? I think you totally, like, didn't even understand, like, why I told you everything I told you. Right? I have to make sure that I have the money to get my truck out of the collision shop when it's done. So
no,
the last thing in the world that I'm going
to
do is I'm not going to part with... I cannot part with almost $1,000 to start these ads up, okay, until after I see what my financial situation is, after I get my truck out of the body shop, right? So
I understand.
I just have way too much going on right now, and I'm very, very, very low budget. Money's so tight right now, it's ridiculous, okay? I'm afraid, okay, like, I smoke cigarettes, right, you know, and my cigarettes are $16 a pack. When I run out of cigarettes and I got to go into a store and buy a pack, I'm cringing right now. When I got to put gas in my truck, I'm cringing right now, right, okay? That just puts $60 worth of gas in my truck. I hate how much it costs me just to survive and live from day to day. That's how bad it is right now, okay? My phone is not ringing. I'm not getting any calls from anybody wanting estimates. The only reason why I have this work lined up for Thursday is because I have a repeat customer. There's these black people that live on Crittenden, okay, in Brighton. I've worked for them across the past several years. They have spent $13,000 with me across the past several years, right?
Okay.
And I usually work for them at least once a season. So they contacted me because they've got deadwood in a linden tree in their yard. It's a big tree. And the deadwood's leaning towards their house. And then when I take out the branch that's dead, which is a pretty big branch, okay, the tree's going to look off balance. So that on the far side of the tree, they got this other low limb that comes up right off of the trunk, like down low, and curves way up and stuff and whatever, and sticks out like right over this spot in their yard where they have like their fire pit and stuff and all their outdoor furniture set up and whatever, right? So they decide they want that off of there too. It's a real big live lead in the tree. So,
wow,
and that way we're going to narrow the tree up So I'm giving them a really nice deal because they're a repeat customer and because I know that things are tough right now, right, for everybody, especially
of
me.
Course.
So I wanted to make sure that they hired me, right? So I think the job is probably worth like $1,200. I told them that I would do it for $1,000 for them, right? So, and within 20 minutes after I left their house, after doing the estimate, they sent me a text message saying that I could go ahead and do it, but that they wanted me to do it during the week, right? And they want me to schedule it so that I'm finishing up. They want me to schedule it where, and time it so that I'm finishing up with the work right around the time that they get home from work. Right, so they usually get home about 5:30 in the afternoon. So the job's only going to take me like probably 3 hours, three and a half at the most with the cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got to try to make sure that I don't even get there and get started with it until like after 1:30. So that's why I want to do the other job for this guy, Ed, and whatever, and go start that in the morning. And then, you know, I can have time to take a lunch break with my guys when we're commuting from Clover Street in Pittsburgh over to Crittenden and Brighton, right?
And
so,
and
I gotta have the same size crew. It's gonna be a nice day, and it's gonna flow good, right? You know, so I really hope that this guy, when he gets back in town, and I talk to him tonight, that he's gonna give me the green light and whatever to do the job on Thursday at his house. You know,
that'd
otherwise,
be great.
I don't have a signed contract with him. All I have is a gentleman's agreement and a handshake on a price that I gave him at an estimate, right? So there's nothing in black and white. There's no contract signed or whatever, and I just hope that he hasn't changed his mind or something, because it was kind of weird that I text him while he's out of town, telling him I'm trying to put a schedule together for the week and want to know if Thursday morning will be okay for me to come and start the tree work. And all he does is text me back and tell me, I'll be in touch Tuesday night when I get back. Right? That's all he texted. You know, so.
Yeah, so you're
now
not sure if it's.
I got like
so
this knot in my. I have this knot in my stomach that, you know, whatever, that, you know, maybe he's going to tell me, you know, blah, 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 this and that. Oh, I'm going to hold off for a couple weeks, but I'm still going to have you do it. And then, and if that happens, okay.
Yeah.
Then things are going to be. If that happens, I definitely.
Yeah.
Won't be able to part with the $922 or whatever, right, on Friday.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Because it's more important. I have to get my pickup truck back and return this rental, right? And I got to be able to afford the rental, right, you know, while I have it. As a matter of fact, the Enterprise Rental is supposed to be contacting me tomorrow morning, right? And I got to be able to let them charge my Capital One card again for another, whatever, 3 or 4 days or whatever for this rental that I have, you know? So, and put money in, because I'm trying to run my Penny Saver ad. I told her today to go ahead and run it again. I haven't ran it in like 2 weeks, right? And I need to run it because, you know, I do get occasional calls from that, even though I'm not getting a flood of calls anymore from that one. But
so
I'm missing a lot of calls while I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah,
Penny
I use
Saver
the Genesee
like
Valley Penny Saver. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. So, listen. Do you want us to kind of touch base on Friday and see if you're able to, or do you want to maybe table it until next week? Because I don't want you to put yourself in a bind either.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, what are you thinking? Yes to Friday, or yes to table it for next week?
No. Call me Friday.
Yeah, let's touch base, and we'll see if you can do it. If you can, great. If not, we'll just put a note in here to when we can do it, and then we'll follow up with you accordingly. You know what I mean? We don't want to.
I really, really appreciate you being on the phone. Okay,
so
thanks a lot for staying on the phone with me and talking about it all and listening to everything. I know that I go off on. I really got to click over. I got other calls coming in I got to take, and I need to get out of this truck and start grinding stumps. Right. I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Steven? Hello?